About 130 different people from around the peanut world have been visiting in Savannah, Georgia this week, indicating their look at export peanuts. The Foreign Agricultural Service has just released the last 12 months of the peanut exports around the world. They show that U.S. peanut exports continue strong, down only 10% from that record year of last year. But July has posted an 8.1% increase over July of 2013. The U.S. has about 1 million tons excess right now, and they're moving those 2013 peanuts out into the foreign market. Peanut butter exports are up 21%, with Canada the major market. Raw shell peanuts are up 10.9% for July, but down 5.4% for the year. The top buyers on raw shell peanuts includes Canada, Mexico, the Netherlands, followed by the United Kingdom and Russia. Russia has a Mars chocolate plant that needs peanuts, and they were not on the restricted list coming out of Russia. In-shell peanuts go into Germany as the top buyer, the Netherlands number two, Italy number three, but they're down 26.1% for the year, but up again in July 6%. The U.S. goods supply should open up some markets, as China said they have cut back their acreage on peanuts, and the U.S. is having trouble getting into that market, mainly because of a 28% duty added to raw shell peanuts coming from the U.S. The U.S. farmers are trying to get that reduced. Another indication is that China has cut back on their acres due to lower prices. But right now, the U.S. is in the lead with the lowest price peanuts going into that worldwide market. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.